When defending a biblical doctrine or practice, have you ever been accused of not caring for the lost? I've written a column in the latest issues, etc. journal titled Playing the Mission Card. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Jeremy Lamont recounts his slow and sometimes painful path out of Mormonism to the Lutheran confession. The free online Issues Etc. journal, issuesetc.org.
They are promoting modern families, which is code for child loss. Modern family simply means that a child had to lose their mother or father to be in that family.
Conservatives here tend to want a smaller government. The Nazis wanted a government that controls everything. Modern day conservatives in America put a big emphasis on freedom, liberty. The Nazis wanted to squelch individual freedom and liberty.
For a Christian, your absolute priority is always that your children would know the Lord God and know Him, especially in His grace and His mercy in Jesus Christ, and that they would know those things on their deathbed.
That's something that I would hope for anyone who was raised in Bill Gothard's system or in another system, teacher who claimed to seek for God but didn't, that they would come to know the beauty of Christ for who He truly is.
This is Mike from Illinois, and Lutherans Marching for Life, Love, Issues, Etc.
If you look at a map of the state of Illinois, the red blue map, county by county, you see a sea of red, and then you see three dots of blue. Those three dots of blue, well, they pretty much control the political landscape in the state of Illinois, which is why Illinois has determined to become one of the chief exporters of abortion in the United States by being a haven for abortion providers. And that puts pro-lifers in the state in a difficult state. No pun intended. Welcome back to Issues Etc. on this Tuesday afternoon, March the 21st. We're broadcasting from the Illinois March for Life at Trinity Lutheran Church and School in Springfield, Illinois. We're going to be talking about district pro-life efforts in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We'll be spending some time with Pastor Mark Serberg and Dr. Kirk Clayton going to the congregational level. We'll round everything off today talking about Roman Catholic pro-life efforts with Bishop Thomas John Papraki, who is Bishop of the Diocese in Springfield, Illinois. Joining us to discuss district pro-life efforts in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, Pastor Tim Schar, he's president of the Southern Illinois District of the LCMS. Tim, welcome back.
Thank you, Todd. Good to be here.
And Pastor Michael Moore, he is LCMS Central Illinois District President. Michael, welcome again.
Thank you, Todd.
So this same question for both of you, beginning with you, Tim. What is it like to be a church leader in a aggressively pro-abortion state like Illinois?
Well, that's a good question, because it seems to be overwhelming for me and for many of our people at times, simply because of the rapidity of the changes that are taking place. It's hard for us to take a stand on one issue, then all of a sudden we're several issues additional down the road. And yet it's also an opportunity for us that God has placed us at just this time to be His people, and therefore He can use us to speak about His word, His grace, His mercy, most of all, preaching Christ crucified to a very sinful and dying world.
What would you say about that, Michael?
Yeah, it's a very difficult time as a citizen of the state of Illinois, but we are in those red areas, and so most of our congregations also think that the state is just, can I say cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs? And so it is, they look in the same disbelief as we do at all of the strange things that are coming out of Springfield, and we just try to go and petition our legislators to do the logical thing, but instead they do the political thing and the party thing, and it's a challenge for our members who just want to show mercy to their neighbors.
I've lived in Illinois since 1990, pretty much within a couple miles of where I first landed. And I was not aware, learned in the last hour speaking with President Harrison, that Illinois was once a pro-life state with a trigger law post-Roe. What changed, Michael?
As far as I can tell, what changed was the Democratic Party in and of itself, a party that no longer even permits members who express pro-life views from being supported for statewide office, for being supported in national office. I was speaking with someone last night who was a neighbor to Dick Durbin when he first ran as senator for the state of Illinois, and he recalled stuffing envelopes, Durbin for life. He used to be a pro-life Democrat, but when he sought the national office of U.S. Senator, that had to change. And any Democrat that wants to go anywhere in the state has to change.
So, Tim, the people that you oversee and the congregations you oversee are largely pro-life. What can a district president do to help at that congregational level that for people to make their voices heard, for people to, even in a hostile state, to advocate for life?
We have been very blessed by the Lord raising up a number of lay people in our district to reignite our life advocacy, or Advocates for Life group. And they do a wonderful job of keeping tabs on what is taking place in the state of Illinois. They've introduced us to lobbyists and people in the government whom we can talk to keep our people abreast of what is taking place in Springfield, in Chicago, and how we best can express our pro-life views, how we can file witness slips if necessary, write letters, call our representatives, our senators, to tell them to keep up their strong pro-life support. My senator and my representative, strongly pro-life, and I'm very grateful for that, but that's not the case throughout the state of Illinois.
Michael, tell us about your experience here today at the March for Life.
As I mentioned in my remarks at the rally, this really has been surreal for me because the Roe v. Wade decision, the original three-judge panel decision in Texas, occurred a few months before I was born. And so I am the Roe v. Wade generation. And to be able to be standing and speaking post-Roe is something I never thought was going to happen in my lifetime. To participate, I've been to several of the marches in D.C. My first Illinois March for Life was last year up in Chicago. It was tremendous to be able to see all of the folks from Illinois, especially given the short planning time frame for this one in it being moved to Springfield, moved to the middle of the week so that the legislators are here. Because if you're going to come to talk to your legislators, it's good to be here on days that they're here. And since they work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, they get four-day weekends every week, you need to actually be here. So to be standing up front and just recognizing all, just so many of the faces in the crowd. I have been active in the pro-life movement since coming to Illinois and becoming a parish pastor. And when you receive a text message in the middle of your presentation from one of your former confirmation students who has moved away, but he says, "Great job, so proud to be standing here seeing you up there." It's been a tremendous experience and just a bolstering of the spirit that hopefully inspires all of these thousands who are here to continue not only in petitioning the legislators, but in that grassroots, volunteering at pregnancy care centers, volunteering in their congregations and in their communities, and advancing the cause of life that is more than just legislation. It is how we live and treat our neighbors.
You know, it's quite discouraging when you think about the state is finding as many ways as possible to terminate the lives of the preborn and even the newly born who are products of abortion. They have now permitted them to be killed as well. And a state that does that, does not protect its weakest and its silent citizens, has no future. And yet we have a future and a hope in Jesus Christ. And to be able to share that in the midst of death in a dying culture is so important for us. And to be able to be here today together with others who share the same concerns for life, we have a different message to offer compared to those who are pro-death.
Absolutely, absolutely. The legislative agenda that the majority party here in Illinois has put forth, I observed to a friend several months ago that the agenda that they have presented before the Dobbs decision, there were several who said, if Roe is overturned, we are going to return to back alley abortions. I thought it was just the propagandistic puffery that goes along with it. I didn't realize they were announcing their legislative agenda. That's what they have made their priority in taking underqualified medical professionals and giving them permission to do these surgical procedures, providing unregulated clinics on wheels in abandoned lots. I mean, literally, go back to that SNL skit, in a van down by the river. They have literally made back alley conditions the standard of care for the state of Illinois. And we can do better than that.
One of the things that's become very, very evident to me is that, especially now that this fight has been taken to the states and, thank God, taken out of the hands of Washington politicians, is the need for all pro-lifers to form coalitions. We can cooperate in externals on this one, and we have allies all over the spectrum, not just religiously. There are atheists for life. There are feminists for life. There are Democrats for life, although they're just sparingly few. Speak to that a little bit, if you would, Tim, about the need, where we can, to ally ourselves.
Yes, absolutely essential, especially in non-doctrinal matters. But life is an issue that transcends everything. And it's good to find partners and those who agree, because sometimes we can feel a lot like Elijah. I'm the only one left, Lord, and we're not. There are many other people of faith and Christianity who are strongly pro-life, and we've heard some of them today at the rally. And it's good, and I was just talking to Bishop here, that we look forward to cooperating in ways that we can as Lutherans and Catholics and others in Illinois who share the same high view of life and want to see life extolled and not death. So we do have these partnerships, and there are other people who have other gifts than we do that we can partner with and say, you can work in this area, we can support that area. Pregnancy counseling centers, maternity homes, things that we have not done as well in the LCMS, we can encourage to be supported outside the LCMS when they share the same value of life.
Michael, you mentioned that you spoke at the rally preceding the march, but you also, if I'm not mistaken, you actually preached this morning at a matin service.
Yes.
What did you have to say in that sermon?
The primary focus of the sermon was just recognizing our neighbor and the example that we have in St. Joseph of caring for the neighbor and that vocation of caring for the neighbor. St. Joseph was appointed by our Lord as guardian of Christ and his mother. And in that guardianship role, to thwart the effort of Satan to take what God has instituted in the fourth commandment, the governmental authorities, and how Satan twisted those governmental authorities to seek the death of children, in the death of the holy innocents. And the way that God fought this lie of Satan was not by sending hordes of angels in great fight, but to breathe his word into Joseph and to restore that fourth commandment, to restore that office of guardian and neighbor. And in that way, we also have been appointed by God as neighbors to even the smallest and the weakest among us, in order to restore that effort and to be their guardians, to protect their lives, that they may grow in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and men as they hear the word of the Lord.
Tim, it's sadly, right in your district, they have recently built a Planned Parenthood Center in Fairview Heights.
Correct.
It's a very large facility. Obviously, they're planning for big business to come. What do the congregations of the Southern Illinois District need to know about that, and how can they keep their foot in the door, so to speak, by defending the unborn in that venue.
It's not just in Fairview Heights, it's Granite City, which has been doing it since 1973. And then now that because we are closer to the southern states of Tennessee, Kentucky, Missouri, Arkansas, they're bringing abortion centers into our southern part in Carbondale area. And I think we need to be aware that we are becoming a culture of death in these communities, and that we as congregations who reside in these communities are watching this thing silently happen, and we need to raise a voice first in prayer, secondly in protest, and thirdly, I think most importantly, of hope in Jesus Christ for those who are victims of abortion, the women, the fathers who lose a chance to raise a child, the families who know abortion has happened. We can bring hope to these families where there is none right now.
Pastor Tim Schar is president of the Southern Illinois District for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Tim, thank you very much for your time.
Welcome.
And Pastor Michael Moore is LCMS Central Illinois District President. Michael, thank you again.
Thank you, Todd.
When we come back, we're going to go to the congregational level. We'll be talking with Pastors Mark Serberg and Kirk Clayton about pro-life efforts there. Hate my family, not peace but a sword, make friends by unrighteous wealth. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March is Jesus Said What? This new resource is published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number 1-800-325-3040. Or learn more about Jesus Said What? At issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March, Jesus Said What? 1-800-325-3040 or issuesetc.org.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod cares deeply for those who protect our nation. Are you or a loved one currently serving? Ministry to the Armed Forces would like to help. We provide devotional literature to encourage faith. Send your mailing address to lcmschaps@lcms.org or call us at 314-996-1337. Those in uniform are comforted with Psalm 28. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him and He helps me.
Providing artillery support for the church militant on the front lines, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Have you heard of the nuns? I'm not talking about Roman Catholic women who wear habits. Rather, I'm talking about those who mark none on religious preference surveys. It is the fastest growing religious group in the United States, and it's something we need to pay attention to. The March issue of the Lutheran Witness takes up this question regarding where they come from, what they believe, and how we can point them to Christ and Him crucified for the forgiveness of their sins. To learn more, pick up your copy of the Lutheran Witness. Visit witness.lcms.org to learn more. The Lutheran Witness, helping you interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective.
Confessional Lutherans are invited to rent a four-bedroom, three-bathroom Table Rock lakefront home in the Ozarks. Table Rock Lake is a premier lake in the heart of the Ozarks for boating, water sports, and fishing. This log cabin-style rental sleeps 12 and is 30 minutes from Branson and 20 minutes from Silver Dollar City. Learn more by calling Swanson Estates, 713-855-2681. Be sure to mention Issues Etc., 713-855-2681.